Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's a text from the 504. Initially, my thought was, hell yeah, but Davenport is a bleeping gamer. And we got him for min price. That's from John on the West Bank. Yeah, the Davenport for Clowney trade, that's not going to happen. That's just sports talky discussion that we like to have here on the radio. Now, Clowney is available. I think there's multiple ways to get him here in New Orleans. But he would be a rental player, just like Bobby Hebert said. Let's bring on in John Hendricks to talk about this. Talk a lot about Saints camp as they're out in Los Angeles, at least in the air, headed that way right now. He's the managing editor of SB Nation's Canal Street Chronicles, and he's on Twitter at John J. Hendricks. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, not too much, man. Hope you're having a good night.
Look, I'm having a great night. It's great when you have crazy, wild discussions on radio. I think that's what radio is made for, especially sports talk radio. So we heard over the last 24 hours that Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end for the Houston Texans, well, outside linebacker, pass rush for the Houston Texans, is available, definitely available on the trade market. Teams are swarming, trying to get offers into the Texans to grab him. Do you think that it's a possibility he winds up here in New Orleans?
Look, I guess you could say is never count out Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton. If they like somebody enough and they feel they can give up something to get him and improve their team and their roster, then they'd make a move. But, you know, look, he's a interesting talent. Didn't really get off to the start he needed in his professional career, but it's come on. So look, you look at the Saints pass rush with Cam Jordan, who needs no introduction. Marcus Davenport, you're really hoping on a big lean and a big ups from him, and Trey Hendrickson has kind of been flashing. So I think they have a good pass rush, but obviously somebody like Clowney is a freakishly good talent. But you know, I don't know if I see enough in there to prime away from the Texans. I think other teams are going to have a lot more offers. And a lot more artillery is relevant.
Yeah, I would think so, too. The Saints have already, given up their this year's first-round pick in exchange for Marcus Davenport this last season. Marcus Davenport, there's so much talk about him this week, not just here, but kind of everywhere. I think fans are kind of saying, well, we like the guy. We think he's going to be good, but when's he actually going to do something? He hasn't shown much, John. I'm just asking everybody I talked to this week. I don't think I'm necessarily that concerned. Are you that, we're not really seeing anything in camp or in that first preseason game?
Yeah, look, you got to take the preseason reps with a grain of salt. I mean, it's a very vanilla type of defense. I count on probably one hand how many blitzes they sent. It was mostly linebacker blitzes. And then anytime you don't have Cam Jordan on the field, you're going to have more of a focal point on somebody like Davenport. So, look, I don't think you can put too much stock into that. Look, I know that everybody's counting on Davenport. They want big things. And everybody's got to realize that, he played through injury last year and, look, he's going to be an integral part of the pass rush this year, right? And I think that you look back at some of his plays that he made last year, he is a freakishly good talent, and I think he's got the tools to put it together. But then you got to tailor your expectations because, if you're going to say, hey, he's got to have 10 sacks or he's a bust, I don't think that's necessarily accurate, just kind of like what happened with Cam Jordan. It's more the details of the pressures, the hurries, the hits, all those different things, and how he grades out against the run. I think that's more of a telltale for us for somebody like Davenport.
Sure, yeah, a little more nuanced view of Davenport's play. We've been looking at Drew Brees' play late season last year in kind of the same, nuanced lens, through a nuanced lens. Decline, but there are reasons for that, we think. Offensive line play, lack of options around Michael Thomas. But we had some, at least guys nationally covering the sport, John, recently, the last couple of days. Guys like Bill Barnwell, ESPN, talked about him on the show quite a bit. How much respect I have for how he writes and the work that he does. He talks about, maybe we're already seeing the inevitable decline of Drew Brees. Right, do you think that decline is here, or does that concern you at all?
No, look, again, we could sit here up and down and have a Drew Brees appreciation show or segment or anything like that. But I just see with Brees, I don't think you can take away from somebody who was the most accurate passer last year and has proven that he's done that. And, I think you can attribute some of the things to the offensive line. I think that's a given. And that's one of the reasons why Max Unger stepped away, right? And then late season wide receivers, Keith Kirkwood, Traquan Smith kind of were there, then disappeared, and Ted Ginn Jr. comes back, it's a little bit better. And, Brees' receivers didn't help him out as much as he could have. But, look, I think Brees is just fine. I think he looks good. He still hits the part. And, look, I think if anything, these first four games out of the gate are really tough opponents. They're all playoff teams from last year. This is where Breeze is somebody where he can really just make his mark and just quiet all of his doubters and naysayers. But, look, I don't think he's showing really much of decline. Maybe if you're saying Father Time's starting to catch up, but I'm not thinking it's something that's going to say, well, he's just going to go all Brett Favre in his final season.
I was going to say, no Favre, no Mannion decline on the horizon here in 2019.
No, I don't see any of that. And, look, I think Breeze is somebody who can play this year. He can play effectively. I think he can even play into next year. You know, just, again, he takes care of himself so well, and he's such a competitor that, you know, I don't see him hanging and walking away from football until he's absolutely ready and says, I can't do this anymore.
We're talking to John Hendricks, managing editor of SB Nation's Canal Street Chronicles, covers the Saints there. He's on Twitter at John J. Hendricks. Saints going to Los Angeles facing these Chargers. Before we get to some of that, the receiver's going to be in focus this week because, John, this battle for the roster spots, I don't even know how many spots are really available. I mean, who do we think's on this roster? Traquan Smith, Michael Thomas, and Ginn, right, are all lies. Keith Kirkwood a lock, do you think, right now? Does that leave one, two spots available at wide receiver?
Look, I don't know if you can say Kirkwood's a lock just because he's been missing out of action, and you got guys like Cyril Grayson Jr. who stepped up to plate. L.J. Humphrey had a really nice preseason showing, and that kind of puts him on the radar. And look, again, he's an example of why you just can't rely on just practice. I mean, you got to see what these guys do in game situations. And somebody like him, if he keeps putting something together consistently and can make his mark on special teams and other areas, and then obviously you hadn't talked too much about Emmanuel Butler, I think there's at least two spots up for grab on the receiver end. And, you know, somebody like Kirkwood, yeah, he's with the team last year. He's still going to have to prove that he's going to be good to go this year. And, you know, Sean Payton always preaches your best availability or best ability is being available. And if he hadn't been and hasn't, it's at a downside for him.
Yeah, I guess it's a good problem to have. But if, let's say Kirkwood's not available, what's that, 2-3 spots? So that means what a guy like Austin Carr, Simi Cobbs, probably not going to make this roster. I don't even know what they do with a guy like Emmanuel Butler, so talented, but he just can't stay healthy, right?
Yeah, and you look at DeAndre Harris is another guy. I mean, he's making some marks in the return game. And so, look, I've liked what I've seen out of Simi Cobbs Jr. in practice, and Austin Carr's kind of been a guy that's hung around but just hasn't, you know, doesn't get his share of the targets and such. So, look, I think, like you said, it's a good problem to have, but then what comes with that is other teams are going to notice that too, and they're going to probably swoop up some of this talent, and it's going to be tough. But when you're looking at a similar 53 roster, you know, before we thought, hey, you're going to have maybe Rishard Matthews on it, and he walks, he chunks a deuce, and Cameron Meredith, he gets released. So very interesting that, you know, just a month ago, everybody was kind of putting these guys on the roster and final roster, and now it's kind of like, well, you just don't know, and that's been Sean Payton's MO since day one.
Yes, the early roster projections will always get you when people try to do that after like 1 or 2 days of camp. 2 days of camp. They have these joint practices with the Chargers, two Super Bowl contenders, no doubt about that. Chargers in the AFC, Saints in the NFC. What are you watching for out in Los Angeles? What do you got your eye on?
I think the quarterback challenge is probably the most interesting
good
thing.
Point.
But third year that they're doing that. Chargers took the first one, Saints took the second one. So I think that's always interesting. But, you know, look, I mean, joint practices with the Chargers, obviously this is going to be a nationally televised primetime game on Sunday, so that's going to be a lot more interesting. So I just really think, you know, we've seen Michael Thomas do well in camp. We've also seen Marshawn Lattimore do extremely well in camp. So I think those are some of the pieces that you pay attention to, how Eric McCoy holds up against some of the competition and the offensive line. And, you know, really what Drew Brees does with Jared Cook, I think that's going to kind of steal the show for him. And, you know, defensively, you know that things are going to have a certain tone, a certain flair to them. And, look, I think these are good practices. And I think a team like the Chargers is a great, great example. And, you know, dare you say, hey, maybe this could be a potential Super Bowl preview. But, you know, it's way too early for that. But still, you got to like the competition with Phillip Rivers, a lot of respect between those clubs. So looking forward to some good competition.
You and me both. He's John Hendricks, again, Canal Street Chronicles, and on Twitter at John J. Hendricks. John, appreciate the time again tonight.
Thanks as always, Seth. Appreciate
right.
you.
There he goes. Again, on Twitter at John J. Hendricks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more NFL talk. We go national. Pro Football Talk's Josh Alper will join us. We'll talk Drew Brees, Saints, kind of a wider view of this NFC South, as we continue on The Last Lap.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.